number, be sure to drop us a voice note or a message and let us know which country you are listening in from. Now, in our health and wellness segment this week, we take a look at World Egg Spa Day, which is observed globally on the first Saturday of May, which falls on the 6th of May this year. Now, to raise awareness around an often overlooked but serious disease, atrial spondyloarthritis, colloquially referred to as egg spa, Novartis South Africa is therefore collaborating with the Atrial Spondyloarthritis Association of South Africa to create awareness about the existence and extent of egg spa in the country. And we're joined on the line by Miranda Van Dam, chairperson of Atrial Spondyloarthritis Association of South Africa and a patient of egg spa herself. Miranda, thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning and thank you for having us today.
First of all, I don't want to tell you how many times I had to run through how to pronounce that the name atrial spondyloarthritis without having to falling over my tongue. First of all, what is atrial spondyloarthritis and what are its causes?
Okay, so the correct pronunciation is axial spondyloarthritis.
Ah, you see, thank you so much, Miranda. I think you have taken me out of the dark and put me into the light.
But it's a complicated disease to pronounce. So I think for this interview, we're going to just call it AxSpA, if that is in order with you.
That is perfectly fine with me.
So AxSpA is a painful, progressive form of inflammatory arthritis. So it may affect your spine, but obviously it can also affect other joints, tendons, and ligaments. It can also affect your eyes and your bowel. So to just quickly explain to you what happens is this inflammation occurs at the site where your ligaments and tendons attach to the bone. So you can imagine if you have constant inflammation that the bone starts wearing away at the site, right? So as the inflammation then reduces and healing takes place, your body wants to form new bone where this bone has been worn away. And then that causes movement in the spine to become restricted. Because, of course, it's now replaced this elastic tissue and ligaments and tendons. And, of course, the more this inflammation process continues, the more this fusion continues, and eventually your whole back can fuse together, which obviously is not very good because you want your vertebra nice and flexible.
And how is AxSpA treated, and what are the potential side effects of these treatments?
So, sadly, there's no cure for AxSpA, and I think the treatment program varies from patient to patient, and there's various amounts of, there's various treatments available in South Africa that patients can use. But I think the most important thing is if you are listening to us, and you're asking the question, do I have AxSpA? Because in South Africa, we're estimating 160,000 patients that has AxSpA and has not yet been diagnosed. So the important question is, when do you know it is AxSpA? I think there's a couple of key pointers that you need to look at. So you need to know that it's a slow onset of back pain and stiffness, and it lasts weeks and months rather than hours and days. But if you've now fallen off the stairs, for instance, and hurt your back, that doesn't qualify as this, if it makes sense.
Absolutely.
Another big warning sign is if you wake up in the morning and you're feeling stiff and in pain, but as the day progresses, the pain gets better as you're moving. That's another warning sign. And, of course, if you're feeling better after exercise, and worse if you're keeping still, those will be the first signs and symptoms. And the pain will normally be around the back area, around your hips, and around your buttocks.
All right. So, Miranda, I just want to know, can AxSpA be prevented or managed with lifestyle changes?
This is an important question. You know, there's no scientific evidence that claims that there's a certain diet, for instance, that can help AxSpA, but certainly exercise. So we always say to our patients, if you've just been diagnosed with AxSpA, your medicine treatment plan is two ways. The first part is your meditation, and the second part is exercise.
Mm.
The reason why exercise is important is, if you can imagine you've got a bicycle and you want to add oil to your chain. But the only way that oil will move through that chain is if the bike moves.
Mm.
Mm. Now, the same happens with your body. You have synovial fluid in between all your joints, and that has to keep on moving for the inflammation to become better.
Mm. And how does AXSPA affect daily activities like work and the quality of life, etc.?
We have a lot of patients in South Africa that cannot afford the medication and cannot afford to be on the medication they should be on.
Mm-hmm.
We know of a lot of patients that have lost their jobs because of it. We know of a lot of patients who are bedridden because they are not able to manage their disease.
Mm.
And, of course, the psychological burden of the disease. Imagine waiting almost 11 years from the first symptom when the doctor tells you what's going on. You can imagine it's a massive psychological impact for our patients.
Mm. And are there any support groups or resources available for people with AXSPA and their families?
So that's why today is so important to us. You actually... speaking to you on World AIDS Day. This is a crucial day for our disease across the globe. And this is a day where we aim to create awareness of the disease. We share information and we connect with each other. So, as you've mentioned, I am a patient myself.
Mm.
And in about 2016, I was finally diagnosed with the disease.
Mm.
I already at this point had four surgeries that I didn't need. And I think in the final diagnosis, I just was trying to reach out to a support group in South Africa, which there wasn't. And that's when I decided that we're going to form ASASA, which is the Axial Spondyloarthritis Association of South Africa.
Mm.
And this is where patients can come for support. When they've just been diagnosed, we help them with the journey. If they possibly think they could have AXSPA, they also come to us. And, of course, we also have families of these patients.
All right. And, Miranda, should our listeners want to know more, maybe someone thinks that they might have AXSPA or they might know someone that does and they want the support, where can they go? Unfortunately, it seems like we have lost Miranda over there, but she is the chairperson of the Axial Spondyloarthritis Association of South Africa, ASASA, and a patient of AXSPA herself, Miranda Van Dam. Should you want more information on them, I'm pretty sure if you just Google the Axial Spondyloarthritis Association of South Africa, you'll be able to find all of that information on there. This is Out and About on Channel Africa. Like our Facebook page, we are Channel Africa, and follow us on Twitter at Channel Africa 1. I'm Samora Magesi, standing in for Puleng Mudibatsi. But right now, let's go to some music. Here is Nasipi with Msamo.
Cool conversations. This summer, the African person.